That's the band Los Lobos playing a song co-written by their drummer, my guest Luis Perez. Los Lobos plays a lot of original rock music, but they've become best known for their recording of La Bamba from the movie about Chicano rock and roll star Ritchie Valens. The founding members of Los Lobos are of Mexican descent and grew up in East Los Angeles. Their previous records have featured several traditional Mexican songs, but their new album is exclusively regional Mexican music, with the exception of one original song. Their new album, La Pistola y el Corazón, opens with a traditional song called La Guacamaya.
Pobrecita guacamaya, ay, qué lástima me das. Qué lástima me das, pobrecita guacamaya.
Se acabaron las petallas, ahora sí que comerán.
It's interesting that you've chosen to do this record after the success of La Bamba. I don't know if your company considers this an especially commercial idea for a record.
Well, it was never intended to be a very commercial sort of thing. It was something that that we felt really strongly about. And it's sort of our responsible way of responding to success, you know, to do something that's in the way we feel constructive. You know, we're playing music that people probably have never heard before. You know, people usually connect Mexican music with that of mariachi music, which is something that a type of music that comes from one particular region, and we're playing music on this record that exemplifies different music from many different parts of Mexico. So that's the sort of thing that we're excited about being able to present on this effort.
Are most of the songs on this record songs that you knew when you were growing up?
Well, not exactly. Growing up, Mom had, Mexican music on the radio and records and that sort of thing. And we went through the period like any adolescent, rejecting the sort of things that are connected to your culture and your parents. And we went through that. You know, as soon as we got, tall enough to reach the knob on the radio, it flipped over to whatever was going on in, mainstream music. It was after we became musicians, in high school that we became sort of frustrated with the trends in music. And over the following, 8 years, we did, specifically just, regional Mexican music, and just really involved in exploring the different territories and different instrumentation and vocal treatments and all that.
So did you go to musicians and sit in with them, try to listen to them play a lot?
Yeah, well,
get them to teach you things.
Yeah, the thing is that we hunted out people. We'd go down to find street musicians, and people milling around and just trying to find out what's this and what's that and how do you tune these things. Once we found them at the pawn shop for like $15,
what Mexican instruments you're talking about?
Mexican instruments, right? Everybody was buying electric guitars back then, so we were able to find these instruments cheap, and we'd kind of hold up the cover of a record and say, hey, yeah, there's one in that window at the pawn shop, and pick it up. And at that point we'd have to learn how to tune it and how to play it, and it took a while.
Let me ask you about one of the specific songs on your new album, Las Amarillas.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the song, how you first heard it.
Well, that particular one has a sort of interesting kind of background, because that was handed to us by this folkloric dance group that wanted us to learn the song to back them up on this, dance presentation they were going to have. But that particular song comes from the state of Guerrero, and that's a huapango, which is the sort of rhythm and sort of dance that goes along with it.
Volaron las amarillas, calandrias de los nopales. Ya no cantarán alegres los pájaros cadernales. A la tiranana, a la tiranana, no. Ya no cantarán alegres los pájaros cadernales. Árboles de la alameda, ¿por qué no han reverdecido? Por eso calandrias canten, o la zapachurra el nido, o la tiranana, o la tiranana, no.
I know during the early 1980s, Los Lobos used to play some of the punk clubs in Los Angeles. And what seems to me what would be a good outcome of that is that it would prevent you from ever getting sanctimonious about playing traditional music.
well, naturally, we wanted a place to play. We wanted to be able to play our own music. And, you know, the early, you know, punk music was just, to me, it was just it was so sincere. The mm-hmm. approach most of these guys didn't even know how to play, but it was just a certain energy and a certain honesty that was, you know, attracted me. And then after discovering that kind of music, I found out that also within that new music movement, there was also this, you know, revival of you know, what they called roots music, which was, you know, the rockabilly and R&B and that sort of thing. And at that point, we realized that there would be some sort of room for a group like us. So we played our you know, Mexican music and rock and roll, and we sort of came out of this sort of gray area where our community, people from East LA, thought we had lost our minds and we had become punk rockers or something. And then the community, the music, new music community, hadn't figured us out yet either. So it was like this, you know, we were leaving, you know, playing a wedding that would pay us like, you know, maybe $400 on a Saturday afternoon, you know, leaving that behind to play a little punk club and chase the promoter down the street for your $50. You
know? How do you think your rock and roll background affects your interpretations of traditional music?
I couldn't imagine playing this music without the rock and roll background that we had, because it just really set us up and introduced us to the whole musical thing in order to apply that to what we do now. And I think that the rock and roll sort of background that we've had affected our sort of approach, in that we didn't take a very purist, total purist sort of standpoint in the music. You know, we didn't say, well, it has to be this way or it has to be that way. But then at the same time, that too was tempered with the love of the particular style and the tradition, so we wanted to keep it still pure, but we weren't on that very purist, ethnic music level.
The last song on your new album is a song that you co-wrote with David Hidalgo. You mm-hmm. wrote the lyrics. The song is called La Pistola y el Corazón.
Uh-huh.
Did you write this song in the style of a particular region of Mexico?
Well, we the idea was to mix it up, to do a sort of like a mixture of styles. And it actually starts off in this kind of a huapango, and then it goes into a slower thing, and then the chorus actually goes into this like ranchera section that's in a major scale, where the rest of it's in a minor scale. So that was the idea, to approach this in a way that it would be more like a mixture of Mexican music, and I don't know, I'm pretty happy with the way it came out.
La luna me dice una cosa, las estrellas me dicen otra, la luz del día me canta esta triste canción, esta triste canción. Los besos que me diste, mi amor, son los que me están matando, ya mis lágrimas se están secando con mi pistola, mi corazón. Y aquí siempre paso la vida con la pistola y el corazón.
We heard from Luis Perez of Los Lobos. The group is currently on tour, playing songs from their new album La Pistola y el Corazón. In the next 10 days, they'll play in Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.